Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation, by his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify, you know he's awesome, say it.
Come on,
somebody.
joining me on tonight. I pray that you will be blessed by the word of the Lord. Somebody needs to hear it. It is your season. Go get it. Go get your blessing. It's your time. It's your season. Indeed it is. I am happy to be joining you on tonight, and I pray that the Lord will move mightily tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, lift up every listener on tonight, Lord God. Lift them up to a new position, Lord God, that they will hear you in a new way, God, a way that they never heard you before. God, I ask that you sit me down, God, and you stand up mightily in me on tonight. God, break this word down that everybody would get the courage and bless throughout the week until we meet again. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you in advance for what you're going to do on tonight. Amen. There is a word from the Lord tonight. I will be reading from Genesis 45, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 15 from the NIV. Joseph makes himself known. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, "Have everyone leave my presence." So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still living?" But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come close to me." When they had done so, he said, "I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now, do not be distressed, and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now, there has been a famine in the land, and for the next 5 years, there will not be plowing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father of Pharaoh, lord of his entire household, and ruler of all Egypt. Now hurry back to my father and say to him, 'This is what your son Joseph says. God has made me lord over all Egypt. Come down to me. Don't delay. You shall live in the region of Goshen and be near me, you, your children, and grandchildren, your flocks and herds, and all you have. I will provide for you there, because 5 years of famine are still to come. Otherwise, you and your household and all who belong to you will become destitute. You can see for yourselves, and so can my brother Benjamin, that it is really I who am speaking to you. Tell my father all about the honor accorded me here in Egypt and about everything you have seen, and bring my father down here quickly.' Then he threw his arms around his brother Benjamin and wept, and Benjamin embraced him weeping. And he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. Afterward, his brothers talked with him. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all of his attendants, and he cried out, 'Help everyone leave my presence.' So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. There was no one there. When you are anointed, you will experience loneliness, and the need to be alone will become necessary. To exclude distracted spirits from mishandling your purpose. When you are anointed, you will experience loneliness, and the need to be alone will become necessary to exclude distracted spirits from mishandling your purpose. When you are anointed, you will suffer the pain of separation. Separation from friends, family, and anything that will hinder your prophetic process. Joseph had been separated from his brothers for 22 years, the ones who hated him, though it's obvious how deeply Joseph loved them. This separation was the will of God. A prophetic process, because in pain, destiny, a new agenda was being birthed. When God has something new on his mind, listen close. When God has something new on his mind, he will deliver you out of the old, your old routine, your old associations, and even your old surroundings. There was no one there when Joseph made himself known to his brothers. There are some people you need to make yourself known to. They have, for whatever reason, forgotten you exist. Still, there are others you need to reintroduce yourself to. The last time they saw you, you were on another level. But look what the Lord has done. I'm going to say that again for somebody. Still, still there are others you need to reintroduce yourself to. Saw you, you were on another level. But look what the Lord has done. And Joseph is about to make himself known, reintroduce himself to his brothers. The Bible says, and he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it. When you are about to make peace with the pain, there is a sound that is released in the spirit realm that can be heard audibly. When you are about to make peace with the pain, there is a sound that is released in the spirit realm that can be heard audibly. Weeping does not always mean something is wrong. Sometimes it means something is about to be made right. Weeping does not always mean something is wrong. Sometimes it means something is about to be made right. Psalms 30, verse 5, NIV. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy comes in the morning. Said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Is my father still living? Joseph announces himself to his brothers by simply saying, I am Joseph. He doesn't bother to tell them what they had did to him. Not yet, anyway. Why? Because when someone has really done something to you, your name alone will recall the pain. Because when someone has really done something to you, your name alone will recall the pain. He says to them, I am Joseph. Then he changes the subject on them entirely. The next thing he says to them is a question. Is my father still living? Joseph wants to reconnect with his father because, remember, it was his father that gave him the coat of many colors, which is also representative of favor. So Joseph wants to reconnect with the favor, with his father, the one who gave him the favor. Never disconnect from the one who has given you favor, given you access. Never disconnect from the one who has given you favor, given you access. Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Is my father still living? But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified at his presence. You see, earlier in Genesis 37, these same brothers that went back and reported Joseph dead, they allowed their father to believe Joseph was dead. They had planned and executed a lie. When you have been through hell and your enemies literally have left you for dead, your comeback is unnerving. They went back and reported your defeat, only to find out later that lie would be corrected in their face. They went back and reported your defeat. I can feel somebody on that. Only to find out later that lie would be corrected in their faces. Then Joseph said to his brothers, come close to me. When they had done so, he said, I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold in Egypt. You know God has changed you when you can still love those who hurt you and invite them to come close. Jesus said in Matthew 5 and 44, King James Version, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless those that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you. The phrase despitefully use you means having the desire to hurt you motivated by spite. The phrase despitefully use you means having the desire to hurt you motivated by spite. Still, we have been ordered to love, bless, do good, pray for those who despitefully use us, persecute us. We have been ordered to do what? It's four things. Love, bless, do good, and pray. Nothing they can do to you can change who you are. Nothing they can do to you can change who you are. In other words, Joseph said, I am Joseph, your brother, Though you sold me into Egypt, I am still Joseph, the carrier of God's favor. And now, do not be distressed, and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. What looked like the sabotage of the enemy was really God using Joseph's brothers, though it hurt, to birth his destiny into existence. What looked like the sabotage of the enemy was really God using Joseph's brothers, though it hurt, to birth his destiny into existence. It's the same as a woman pushing forth life. It's the same as a woman pushing forth the life of her child through the labor of pain. Pain is always an indicator something bigger than you is about to manifest. Pain is always an indicator something bigger than you is about to manifest. And so his brothers hated him because their father loved him. They hated him because the Heavenly Father loved him as well, which means as a teenager, Joseph was anointed, chosen to walk in a double portion of favor. The dreams Joseph dreamed was just God's way of predicting the power of his future. The dreams Joseph dreamed was just God's way of predicting the power of his future. His brothers hated him, the dreamer. They made fun of him, abused his emotions, threw him into a dry well, sold him, and faked his death. So now it's 22 years later, and they find themselves in Egypt at the mercy of a stranger, who is not really a stranger, but their brother, Joseph. Joseph's brothers didn't recognize him. They didn't recognize him, but Joseph knew exactly who they were. Time may erase you from the memory of those who hurt you, but until your pain is addressed, you will vividly remember them. Somebody saying amen. Time may erase you from the memory of the ones who hurt you, but until your pain is addressed, you will vividly remember them. And Joseph is filled with emotions to the point that he can no longer contain himself. The title of tonight's message is Let It Out Before It Kills You. The title of tonight's message is Let It Out Before It Kills You. Joseph was 17 when his brothers sold him into slavery. But now, here in the text, he is 39 and very emotional. What do you do when the pain has grown up in you? I know some of you can relate. You have been nursing the same hurt over and over for years. The pain has grown up in you. Without it, you would feel empty. Quite frankly, without the pain, you would not have anything interesting to talk about. Your whole conversation has become what they did to me. A word for somebody. Your pain needs to be addressed. Pain closed in silence becomes bitterness. Hold them accountable. Hold yourself accountable. A word for somebody. Your pain needs to be addressed. Pain closed in silence becomes bitterness. Hold them accountable. Hold yourself accountable. Genesis 45:1. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, "Have everyone leave my presence." So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. In the text, Joseph, now 39, had converted back to when he was 17. The pain was just as fresh, that real. Ordering everyone to leave out of his presence, to leave him alone. I feel like this point is important, and I think somebody needs it. When the pain stems from a family matter, it should be dealt with privately. When the pain stems from a family matter, it should be dealt with privately. Do not put your family pain or name on display for people to critique or judge. Do not put your family pain or name on display for people to critique or judge. The truth be told, most of us didn't grow up in the Huxtable family, nor did we grow up as a part of the Brady Bunch. So who are we to judge? Genesis 45:2, and he, Joseph, wept so loudly. Notice the text, Joseph wept. And in John 11:35, the Bible says that Jesus wept. For loved as a child of God, you will never, never, never go through anything that Jesus has not been through or can relate to. For loved as a child of God, you will never go through anything Jesus has not been through or can relate to. Isaiah 53:3, New King James, says that Jesus was a man of sorrows, plural, acquainted with grief. Genesis 45:1. Then Joseph could no longer contain himself before all his attendants. Somebody is right on the edge of breaking. It's all you can do to hold yourself together. In front of people, you front, you smile, you make believe that all is well. But when you are alone, like Joseph, you weep loudly. For love, it's time you confront yourself. Look in the mirror and be honest with yourself about how you feel. That's the first thing you need to do. The second thing you need to do, confront the person or people. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. And let it out. And remember, Philippians 4:7 says, the peace of God transcends, which means it goes above what you understand. Therefore, confront them not in anger, but from a place of peace. Let your mind go above what you think you know. Understand, and be willing to do what you need to do to find closure. Let your mind go above what you think you know, what you think you understand, and be willing to do what you need to do to find closure. What have you discovered in the midst of your pain? That's a good question. What have you discovered in the midst of your pain? Joseph discovered that everything that happened to him by the hands of his brothers was really the will of God. Joseph discovered that everything that had happened to him by the hands of his brothers was really the will of God. In the text, Joseph confronted his brothers and encouraged them to not be angry with themselves for selling him. Genesis 45:5-8. And now Joseph said, do not be distressed, and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now, there has been a famine in the land, and for the next 5 years, there will be no plowing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. You must come to the place in your heart that you believe what Romans 8:28 did. Romans 8:28. All things are working together for your good. Even in your current situation, it's for your good. No, it doesn't feel good. That's what somebody said. Property safety does not feel good. No, it doesn't feel good. But anything really worth it will have a time when it doesn't feel good. Married couples are not always happy. It doesn't feel good. The job, employee, co-workers, it doesn't always feel good. Church, pastor, leaders, congregation, it doesn't always feel good. Family, siblings, parent, and child, etc., it doesn't always feel good. But still God says, all things work together for your good. Romans 8:28. God says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope in the future. Then you will call upon me and come pray to me, and I will listen. And he will do what he will listen. That is Jeremiah 29:11-12, NIV. Take some time to meditate. Focus on what has happened in your life. Has anything good, positive happened despite what you find yourself going through? Has anything good, positive happened despite what you find yourself going through? Had not the pain been there, would you have been in a place to receive that which is good? You have to ask yourself that. If the pain had not been there, would you be positioned to receive that which was good? And I'm quite sure if you think that, you will discover that God has some good things into your life despite what you're going through at this time, because he's working it all together for your good. You need to be encouraged of that. He's working it all out for your good. He's working together for you. Had Joseph's brothers not hated him and decided to sell him, he never would have met Pharaoh and been in a position with the authority needed to save many, including his own family. Had Joseph's brothers never hated him and decided to sell him, he never would have met Pharaoh and been in a position with the authority needed to save many, including his own family. In the same way God worked Joseph's life out and put it all together, he's doing the same for you. He's doing it. You may not see it, but he is doing it. Before it ends, before it's over, you will see it and you will understand. Your life is not one-dimensional. There are many levels connected to the move of God, the move of God in your life. Your life is not one-dimensional. There are many levels connected to the move of God in your life. Levels. Joseph went from a dry well, a pit, to slavery, to prison, to the palace. Levels. God is taking you through the process to progress. You can't have everything just like that. Hold on, it's coming. You cannot have everything just like that. Hold on, it's coming. Be patient. Process before progress. It's important to note that not only was God using Joseph's brothers to bring forth his desired destiny, God was also testing Joseph's character. God was also testing Joseph's character. God wants to see how you will act. Can you handle the fulfillment of your dreams right now? If God decided to give you everything that you're dreaming about, everything that you're believing him about right now, could you handle it? God is testing your character. Psalms 105:19 in the New Living Translation, which I believe that this is a scripture that every saved person should know and remember, especially when you're going through something. It says, until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. Until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. So be patient. And I love this verse. I believe that you should put this verse somewhere where you can see it. I have a lot of scriptures written and stuck up in a place in my face where I can see them all the time. And I do believe this is one of those type of verses. It's Job 8:7 from the New Century Version. It says, where you begin will seem unimportant because your future will be so successful. Let me say that for somebody else. Where you begin will seem unimportant because your future will be so successful. Once again, be patient. Process before progress. Genesis 45:6-7. For 2 years now, there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years, there will be no plowing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve you, to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to save your lives by great deliverance, or save you as a great band of survivors. For somebody, the pain is saving your life. The pain is saving your life, helping you survive. God knows what lies ahead. God knows what lies ahead. You do not. Be patient. Don't run above God's timing for you. If God is doing it, guess what? If God is doing it, let him do it. Genesis 45:15 says, and Joseph kissed all his brothers and wept over them. Afterwards, his brothers talked with him. After your weeping is over and done, may you have a peaceful ending to the pain like Joseph and his brothers. After your weeping is over and done, may you have a peaceful ending to the pain like Joseph and his brothers. We pray tonight for reconciliation and for the rebirth of communication where it has been torn down or never implemented. Father God, bring forth your purpose for the pain. Work it all together for the good. Strengthen all who are going through the process to progress. Their beginning will be unimportant. Their future will be so successful. In the name of Jesus. Father God, bless the one unsaved that desires to not just be a hearer on tonight, but a doer. They want to be a doer of what they heard. If you are unsaved, repeat after me. Father God, I confess I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe Jesus is your Son who died and rose again for me so that I could be free. I'm tired of living under the weight, the bondage of my ways. Save me, Lord. Help me change. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, you are saved. That's Romans 10 and 9 through 10. Again, that's Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. Welcome to the family. We are rejoicing over you because the Bible says that the angels rejoice over just one who gets saved. You are important to us, to the family. We need you. So thank you for getting saved on tonight. It wasn't just for you, it's for us. Whoever's listening to me and you got saved tonight, I want to hear from you. I'm going to give you my contact information in just a minute. Begin to talk to God daily just as naturally as you would talk to others. Isaiah 1 and 18 says, I'm going to paraphrase this, He is waiting to talk with you and change you. It's a process. So after the prayer, just begin to talk to God. Technically, we call it prayer, but just talk to him like you talk to others, and he will help you get to the change that you so desire. It's a process. Don't expect it all to come at once. We all go through changes. You're going to get there. And continue to listen to this ministry for an empowering prophetic word every Monday. The mission of this ministry is to help you where you hurt. Seeking to help you where you hurt. That's prolific fire. You can always contact me by phone or text. The number is 865-408-8690. The number is 865-408-8690. Or you can email me, prolificfire@gmail.com. It's prolificfire@gmail.com. Also, connect with me on Twitter if you have not done so. Just look me up at Prolific Fire or Facebook at Prophetess Stacy. That concludes my message. I pray that you were blessed on tonight. If there's anybody on the phone that desires prayer, you can match one at this time. Thank you all for being there. I truly appreciate it. Before I close out, I would like to pray over every seed sower. Bless every seed sower. Bless their present, Lord, as well as their future. Lord, bring them success according to Job 8:7 in the New Century Version. In Jesus' name, amen. If you desire to sow into the word you heard on tonight, go to PayPal.com for those of you who have a PayPal account or use the PayPal app. Send your seed to prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Also, if you desire for the consultation in the things of God, you can always email me at the address I gave or call or text me. This message and others also available on iTunes. You can just go to iTunes anytime if you have access to iTunes and search for free podcast of Prolific Fire with Prophetess Satan. They will all be there because God has been good. I feel like on tonight we need to play Go Get It by Mary Mary again, because we all have some blessings that we need to go after. It is our season. So we're going to close out with that. Join me back here next Monday, same time, same place, where Gwendolyn Wise Williams will be bringing the word of the Lord. So excited about that word. She's a mighty woman of God, and I'm blessed to have her as a part of my life. I love you all. God bless you. See you next week. Go get it. Go get your blessing. After this song, that concludes the show for tonight.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. and see where you're gonna be.